You know what time it is?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's another edition of Fin Talk Radio with your hosts, Jim and Maria Wells. Brought to you by Edward Jones, Crystal Carter, Wintersville Fitness, Valdosta Bike Center, FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Fit Talk Radio's Fitness Model Calendar Search Contest, and Crunch Fitness Valdosta. And now, here's Jim and Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And here we are, Jim, on this Thursday night on the eve of our MPC Night of the Gladiators has finally arrived.
Tomorrow, the athletes will be showing up, and they're going to have check-in and weigh-ins and receive their goodie bag and their T-shirts. And then the next day, it's competition day.
It's showtime for these athletes, and we are so excited. Georgia, thank you for joining us today. Good to see you. Jim, it's just so exciting. I have been working nonstop for the last year. I've been working off and on, but the last 2 or 3 weeks nonstop. Today, been up since 5:30, quarter to 6. Been here in Valdosta all day over at Mathis City Auditorium. Just a lot going on.
Right. And this evening, you know, we're going to be hearing from someone who will be on that stage Saturday, and that's Iris Davis.
Yes, and Iris is going to be calling in soon. But Blake Gaithier, don't leave us. We want to show you the Fit Talk magazine is out. And, of course, Blake is from Canada. And, Jim, he has an article, a transformation story in Fit Talk magazine. And, Blake, here you are. There you are right here on in Fit Talk magazine right here. So thank you for sending in that transformation story, Blake. We really appreciate that. And I'll be sending you out some magazines. But, you know, yeah, it's so exciting. The Curtis family is on the front cover of our magazine, Jim. It's out. All the athletes will get one of those, spectators.
Right, and some of our regular listeners will recognize that name, the Curtis family. They are the family that lost a combined 340 pounds.
Yes, and they have a great story. And, of course, the Curtis, two of the Curtis men are going to be at MPC Night of the Gladiators and competing on Saturday night.
That's right. Father and son, both competing on the same stage Saturday evening.
Absolutely. So it's going to just be a great, I think it's just going to be a great day of competition. But Jim, on top of that, we have this fitness business expo. We've got every kind of business you can think of. From the Humane Society is going to be there with some fur babies. And Pammy Cakes is going to be there with some goodies to eat. And Nutrilene is going to be there with some things good to eat for you, all the way from Lake City, Florida.
Red Owl Coffee
Saturday morning is going to be there giving out coffee to all of our competitors and spectators and judges to keep us wide awake. And they make some good coffee. And Chick-fil-A is going to be with us that night. Of course, they'll be buying food, but you have to buy their food. But they gave some great gift cards to put in the competitors' bags. So, I mean, just on and on. Wintersville Fitness is going to be there. Valdosta Bike Center, Sculpt, Crunch is going to be there. I mean, it's just going to be a great day for vendors. And those vendors are going to get judged for their booth. And we're giving away first through third place on the best vendor booth.
Well, that's different. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Got those vendors excited.
Good, good.
It got them all excited. Destiny Fitness from Tiffin is going to be there. Chrysalis Aesthetics from Moultrie, Georgia is going to be there. Just a lot. And I was really more prepared. I had my list and all that. But I'm in the car now. And this in the car. And I was in a hurry, so I didn't bring my list. And, of course, my son, Cole, is calling in the middle of our radio show. So,
well, that's unfortunate.
That's unfortunate that he's calling. Call him over there, Jim, and tell him and not to call us anymore.
Yes, yes.
But anyway, it's been a good day.
Yes, and also on the show this evening, you know, we do have a topic, against all odds, basically, talking about how to get through the tough times in life.
Well, I think the Curtises can check in on that story. I think Blake Gaithier, Iris Davis
has something to say about that.
She has something to say about that, and she's going to be with us tonight. Hopefully, we are going to be able to get her on Facebook Live. Iris is our 78-year-old MPC IFBB Pro, and she will be with us on, you know, Saturday. Well, she's coming in tomorrow. She's flying in from North Carolina, and she's going to be with us. You can meet her. That woman is amazing. But against all odds, Iris, you know, started competing at age 55. And I just think she's an amazing woman for any age, most certainly an amazing woman for 78 years old. So that's kind of our topic tonight. And she's going to check in. And she's had some pretty tough times in her life, Jim. But against all odds, she has, you know, made it through. And I met a young guy today, and we're going to have him on the show, by the way, a guy named Andrew, and I don't know his last name. But he, against all odds, he has made it. He's a trainer. He is a dietitian now. And he's been the one helping me and Sean over there at Mathis City Auditorium. That great guy. And against all odds, too, for him. So he's got a great story. We're going to have him on in September.
Well, I look forward to hearing his story. And I know that he probably faced some tough times today, because if I know you, you were working him to death.
Yeah. But you know what? We all three worked good together. I told Sean, I said, let's get as much done as we possibly can, because tomorrow when all these women come in there and start telling me what to do.
Well.
See, it's easier for me to tell them men what to do.
I just can't imagine any women, you know, trying to be bossy. I just can't imagine
you can't
that,
imagine
Maria.
Two women no. that are type A personality trying to run something, can you?
So I think I'll just stay out of y'all's way.
You still stay out of my way. Well, that is fine. I sent a picture to Trisha, and I'm gonna tell something on her on the radio tonight. I said, Trisha, look at the stage. She said, where did you get those palm trees? Now, she lives in Florida, people. She's from Panama City. And I said, Trisha, those aren't palm trees. Those are ferns. But she did. She called them palm trees.
A fern. Well, listen, a big thanks also to Eddie and Trisha from Anytime Fitness.
Oh, my goodness.
They're in Tifton, and, you know, they were up first thing this morning, driving vehicles, pulling trailers, doing everything we have to do to get this show going.
Absolutely, yeah. Trisha Muse and Eddie. I can't remember Eddie's last name. But anyway, we love Eddie. He works at Anytime Fitness. And special thanks to Buddy Watkins. He's going to be coming over helping us. Mike, you coming to help us over there, aren't you, on Saturday?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
Okay, sounds great. You know, plus you've done a lot of extra work for us, too, that the spectators are going to get to hear it all, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we got a lot of work going in on that. All should be done and finalized, and we'll be good to go.
Well, listen, Jim, there's no way that I could, and I know I'll forget, so many people have been involved in this show and have helped us, and have vendors, contributors, sponsors, people helping, people doing things.
Eddie Augusta, by the way.
Eddie Augusta, that's right. And so we have been really blessed with all those competitor bags are running over. Heavy, heavy competitor bags running over.
I think the competitors, when they see those bags, they're going to be very, very pleasantly surprised. When have you ever seen a competitor bag with that much stuff in it?
People were just in awe about it. I mean, they were looking at it. Dwayne Culpepper's there now putting up the banners, the ones that he brought. And he was just shaking his head and said, oh, my gosh, full-size containers of stuff. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of samples, too, but full-size, you know, bars of soap, full-size things of PB2 peanut butter, Gatorade full bottles, IV in a bottle, BioLite. I mean, just insane. I mean, just so much stuff. So I think all the competitors are going to be pleasantly surprised. Plus, not to mention the awards, the overall awards. We're giving away a sportsmanship award, a big old gladiator hatchet, gladiator helmet for the overall winners.
And you mentioned the bars of soap, and that's kind of cool that Buff City Soap here in Valdosta made a one-of-a-kind, unique soap for the show, for Night
yes.
of the Gladiator.
Yes, they did. And so we are very excited about that. And but I just think it's going to be a great show for the MPC, for us, for Valdosta. And the competitors are very, very excited. Hey, if you want to see some good bodybuilders, we're going to have a lot of men in the show. I mean, the bodybuilders have turned out. Classic Physique, one of our biggest divisions.
Yeah, I mean, and typically, bikini for the women is the biggest division, and physique for the men. But we have for a first-time show here in South Georgia, and for the number of competitors, we seem to have a lot of bodybuilders in this one.
We do. I want to say hey to Brock Mann. Brock Mann, good to see you. And Michael, thank you for joining us here tonight on Fit Talk Radio. Well, we're going to take a commercial break, Jim, and then we're going to be back and maybe give a few tips on what to remember when you're going through tough times, no matter what the tough times may be.
All right. We'll be right back.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. There for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIP.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Jim, I tell you what, we are just ready, sitting on ready for this show. And Iris Davis, I think she's going to be a big hit down here in South Georgia, and she'll be calling us in just a few moments. But I want to talk to Jessica Rose. You and Dave, get on over here and see this show this weekend. Thank you for joining us, Jessica. But people go through tough times, you know, and they all scoot on over here like you like me.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah, we all do go through tough times, and you know, different things. Some people respond worse or better, depending on what it is that happens to you in life. But, you know, life just happens. And, you know, we need to be prepared for it mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally, when bad times come.
That's right. And I came across today 7 things to remember when going through tough times in life. I get this from Staying Motivated. Edward Izunu, and he lists number one as remembering that even bad times end.
Nothing lasts forever.
Right, right. That's one of the keys to going through these tough times in life is remembering that even bad times end. And a lot of times you hear people say, hey, you know, do you remember what you were stressing and worrying over this time last year? And most people, the majority of people say, no, I don't. You know, so that tells you something right there.
Yeah, that it wasn't that important. It just seemed so at the time. Now, this time last year, we were stressing because we both had COVID.
Well, that's right. That's right. It was.
So I do remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was August last year. It was. That's correct. But you know what? If you hadn't reminded me, I wouldn't have remembered that either, though.
That's because you have COVID, long-term COVID, and your memory's
I've got
gone.
That COVID brain fog. Yeah, I think. Yeah, that could be.
But, you know, in saying that, in Fit Talk magazine, let's remember our friend. And, you know.
Yes. Speaking of COVID-19, yeah. Our friend, great powerlifter, competitor, Rick Padgett, died too young, just early 50s. Passed away after a short battle with COVID-19, and I mean he got COVID, and just within days, you know, he was gone too soon. And yeah, there is a tribute to him in Fit Talk magazine, the fall edition, and it mentions that besides being a power lifter, I mean, he was so much more. I mean, a lot of people know him, and just, you know, we found out he has fans all over the Southeast, and we didn't even know that because, you know, to us, he's a local guy, and we've known him for years and years. But, yeah, he has fans out there throughout the Southeastern United States who know him as a powerlifter and also a coach, but just a great motivator who helped grow that sport in his area of the woods there in South Georgia. But also, in addition to that, you know, he raised thousands and thousands of dollars for charities. A lot of times it was for someone who was
in the
battling cancer, either a child or adult battling cancer.
Yeah.
And he would help them, you know, by, you know, having people, you know, sponsor him so much per pound that he would lift in these powerlifting meets, for example. And also, you know, some of the people who were going through that, and again, especially young people, he had a soft spot for kids. He would get them in the gym there and teach them a little bit about powerlifting and get them to where they would even go to some of the local meets and compete in powerlifting, you know, for the first time ever, you know, and he would really make, you know, and it didn't matter. I mean, it didn't matter if they lifted hundreds of pounds or if they lifted 3 pounds, you know, he made it a big deal and made sure that they were having fun. And they were getting a lot of support and enthusiasm from the crowd.
And, of course, we're talking about Rick Padgett from Ben Hill County, Fitzgerald, Georgia.
So, but, yes, we and so many others battling COVID at some point in the last year or two. But guess what? You know, we survived it, thank God. And just remember, bad times end.
They absolutely do. All right, we have a caller on the air, please.
Hi, it's Iris here.
Iris, how are you?
Hello, Miss Iris.
Good. I hope my timing is right.
It is. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
Now, I can't see you. How am I going to see you?
You can you not see us on Facebook Live?
I was looking.
Look under Maria Lane Wales. And see if you can see us. And then see if we can bring you on to our live Facebook so people can see you.
Right. I'll have to do a search because you're not coming up, even though I just found you. There we go, Maria. Okay. Do I hit message or what?
Hold on.
Okay, hang on. No, I don't see you live. I just see you.
No, we're live. We're live on my Facebook page.
Wow. It's not coming up on my phone.
I don't know why.
I mean, I can hear you perfectly.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's see. Somebody come up.
Well, Maria, while she's doing that, why don't you tell everyone that's listening on the radio a little bit about Iris Davis.
Well, Iris, you are no stranger to Fit Talk Radio because we talk about you just about every week. So for my listeners and everybody, we want to invite you to come and meet this fantastic, amazing woman. She will be in Valdosta, Georgia tomorrow, Jim. Iris Davis is a 78-year-old IFBB Pro competitive bodybuilder, and she also continues to train people. Iris, tell them a little bit about you. I just gave you an introduction there.
Quite an introduction. What can I say? I'll start off by saying I'm 78 years of age. I have been training for almost 56 years now.
Wow.
And despite all the odds, I never quit. I've had lots of ups and downs. I suffer with depression still to this day. And my way of fighting my depression and saving my own life was I just started walking at the age of 17, just started walking because I found out when I walked, I wasn't sitting at home crying, and it was just relieving my stress a little bit. So we'll just fast forward. I did suffer 3 nervous breakdowns in my life, which required hospitalization. But again, I recovered and never quit working out. At the age of 22, I emigrated to the United States, which I think and I believe firmly is the best country on the planet. I wouldn't want wish to live anywhere else.
Amen.
And I went to my...
Well, tell everybody where you're from, though, Iris.
I'm from Ireland. I have 14 siblings. There are like 6 or 7 younger than me. Sometimes I can't count anymore. I looked after all my younger siblings when I was growing up. At 14, I had to take care of my grandma. I had to take 2 buses every day after school to go and look after her, which was, you know, quite traumatic for a 14-year-old. I couldn't play with my friends. And I got married very young. I got married at 17. I had my first child at 18. And unfortunately, my first child passed away at 2 months old. And then I had another child. And when he was 2 months old, my husband passed away. So I've known my trauma, but I think I'm a great success in spite of everything.
Well,
I've had many setbacks and many illnesses, but always got back out there, always.
You have overcome the challenges that you have faced.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And I believe I've overcome them very well. I've made a great success of my life. And it really only took me 50 years to be recognized. So,
in the fitness industry, shame on them, Iris. I say shame on them. It should not have taken 50 years for you to be recognized. And I'm sorry for the industry that I love for not recognizing you sooner.
Well, yes, it is a great shame because when I competed in my first show, I did it in England, and I was 50 years of age, and I had to compete with men because there were no categories for me. And it was either get up with the men or forget about it.
Well, Iris, so, how did you do in that show?
I came 2nd in a class of 7.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
Wow, that is amazing. That is amazing.
Some of the guys, you know, some of the guys were like 24, 23 years old. So I got
And you were 50 years old in England, stood up there with the men and placed 2nd. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It was placed there. It was either go in with the men or forget your dreams. And I have never even knew it was a dream. I just knew that the guys in the gym were telling me I looked good and that I should compete. So I took their advice. I thought, well, I'd already been working out for like 30 years, but no one knew me. And I thought, well, I'd better do something. I'd like to tell my grandkids, which I didn't have any at the time. But I thought, I'd like to tell my grandkids that I competed in a show, one show.
Well, and, what do you think helped you? I mean, to lose a child and then have another child and then to lose your husband at such an early age, you know, what did you lean on? I know you said fitness, but I mean, it's got to be more than that. I mean, you have to, I mean, that's a lot of traumatic things happening to you at a young age.
Well, Maria, remember when I started going in the gym, women were not allowed in gyms. I wasn't even allowed to enter a gym because they said, no, women can't work out. Women can't build muscles, and it's not for you. And I, to be honest with you, you know, I looked about 12 years of age at the time.
Yes, she, Iris, you know, is a little snip of a woman. She's a real tiny little thing.
And gyms are not like they are now, where there's practically gyms on every corner.
Right.
You really had to travel to find a sweat pit, which is what it was. Sweat pit with big, muscular men with chalk on the floor and a lot of grunting.
Yes.
There were no machines. You know, there was no machines like there are now. They all came with the advent of, in the 80s, with the advent of Jane Fonda. I'd already been doing it for 20, 25 years by the time she came on.
So you and came up on real weights, bars and plates, right?
Yeah, I did. I did. I actually did. And there was no such thing as thongs or workout gear. You know, you went in jeans. And I actually, to be totally truthful with you, I actually worked out in high heels.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there were no sneakers. And if they were sneakers, I couldn't afford them. So I was wearing high heels. But I never knew what I was doing. I did not realize I was going to be a pioneer in this sport and be awarded by the World Women's Leadership Congress a pioneer award in 2020. And that was 10 years after I came out of retirement. I hung up my suit in 2010. And I thought I would never get on stage again, but I came out of retirement.
And you got that award for being a pioneer in women's fitness 10 years later. Outstanding.
Yeah, 10 years later, that's what I couldn't believe. And then in 2020, I saw all the shows that I used to win, like Deke Warner, Tim Gardner, Michael Matassa, all these beautiful promoters that were putting on the show. And I wrote to Tim Gardner and Deke Warner, and I said, I'm still training. I've never stopped. I now own my own gym. And I said, I think the world needs to see that you don't have to stop when you're in your 50s. And they immediately said, but I said, I'm not competing against 50-year-olds. It's just not fair. You know, I can't go up against a 50-year-old, even though in all my shows I did. I said, no, I'm not doing it anymore. So they put on categories for over 60 and over 70. So I broke that barrier just 2 years ago. I'm very proud of that.
We've got an 80-year-old man competing, and he's got to compete in the over 60. And he's got two other guys competing with him this weekend. You'll meet him. You've got to meet him. And so, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll have the over 70 and over 80 category for me and Jim.
One day.
I mean,
I'm not competing against Iris Davis now, Jim. I'm not going to stand up next to her. Well, she's a pro now, so I'm never going to stand up next to her.
I'm glad she doesn't compete against men anymore, so I don't have to compete against her either.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, that is amazing. It is amazing. Rachel Payne's calling in. We're on the air. She done forgot about that, too. I want to say hey to Teresa Jackson Moser. Thank you for joining us. Willie, DJ Padafore, he's going to be our DJ Jim coming up this weekend.
And he's a good one.
And he's a great one. And Patty Hodges, thank y'all for joining us today. Well, Iris, your story is just amazing. You've overcome challenges. You know, what would you say are your strengths?
Well, I think outside the box, and I don't belong in anybody's mold. I don't fit any category. I am my own person with my own mind. I like to dress the way I like, and I always will. I don't pay any attention to anyone. because I never could. There were no pinups when I was growing up. And if there were, they weren't in the Irish magazines. You never, ever, ever saw a woman in a bikini. Ever,
wow.
Even in the magazines or the newspapers. So I never knew that I would be getting up on stage in a teeny weeny itsy bitsy bikini. Had I known that, I probably would not have done what I did. But, you know, I thought, I'm never getting up in that little suit, but I did.
Well, Iris, I mean, you've been married now. You've remarried.
Yes, I got a beautiful husband.
You got a great husband. And he is, y'all are not the same age.
No, he is 17 years younger.
Well, she had to find one that could keep up with her.
I think she did. I think she found her one that could keep up with her. And I didn't meet him, but I did get a glimpse of him, and he was helping you when we were at the Daytona and saw you. He was doing everything for you, right there carrying your bags. Just reminded me of my sweet husband doing that for me, but not at a bodybuilding show. Not because I was fisting compete.
Also well, 17 so years younger.
He wishes he was 17 years younger than me.
Well, we've made it 38 years.
38 years you've been married?
Yeah, we've been married. We've been together 40 years.
Oh, my. Well, you need to teach a marriage class then.
Yeah, I know.
Teach these people how to stay married, Iris.
Yeah. Everybody didn't think it would last. They kind of laughed at me. They said, you know, he's going to leave you when you're 50. And I thought, well, if he did, I'll have been married 12 years, more than most people. But 50 came, and he had no intention of going anywhere, and neither did I. And 60 came, and 70 came, and 75 came, and we're still together.
Good. Great.
That is awesome. Ladies, listen to that. I mean, been together with this man 40 years, and he supports you in your bodybuilding endeavors, in this lifestyle.
Yes.
He's embraced it, supported you all these years. And I mean, what a great love story, Jim.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when I worked in Florida I was manager of lots of storage facilities. And when I was training for my shows in the early 2000s, he would cook my meals for me and bring them to the office.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's good. Yeah.
Kind of like Jim cooking my breakfast every morning.
Well, Bob's in the kitchen right now cooking my dinner.
Oh, my goodness. Well, tell him we thank him at Fit Talk Radio for cooking your dinner so you could be on the show with us tonight.
I'm sure he hears.
Well, you know, what advice would you give to somebody, Iris, that, you know, an older person who wants to get in shape? I mean, and you train older people, too, and you train younger people, but I see some of your videos, and listen, if any of y'all want to go look her up on Facebook, on Instagram, Iris has some really good videos, Iris Davis, IFBB Pro Iris Davis, but what advice would you give somebody that is in their 50s, 60s, or 70s who wants to start working out?
Well, the truth is, it's never too late. However, you must want it. There's no one on earth is going to force you to work out, like a husband or a daughter or a son. You must want it yourself. And believe me, some of my clients have hit 70. I have a new client now who's 77. And she said, you've been on my bucket list for 3 years. And that's the truth. She said, I figured if I don't do it now, I'll never do it. Now, she used to be a swimmer and all quite the athlete in her youth. She was with me 5 minutes in the gym, and she was able to recapture all that fitness and the way of focusing and thinking and, you know, concentrating and not missing one rep, not wasting 1 minute of her own time and my time. I have men who are now 74, never worked out in their life, and they actually got big muscles. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do for the seniors, because the brain is still the same, as long as you're receptive. And as long as when I'm the trainer, you've got to let me get in your head. You hear nothing else except my voice. And I'm very encouraging. I'm very enthusiastic. I never tell anybody that they're bad or they're no good or they didn't do that right. I compliment all the time. And all my seniors, they just thrive. They absolutely do. They thrive.
I mean, you even have one client that has Parkinson's, don't you?
Oh, my God. It's my dream one day to get her up on stage and show the world what she can do. She can hardly walk. And some days it takes her 10 minutes just to make it into my gym from her car. But she still comes twice a week, and she doesn't miss anything. She never says, I can't do that, and I can't do that.
Well, she should be an inspiration for everyone else in that gym when they see her get in there.
Yeah, she's got lots of followers. I put videos of her on TikTok, and so far they've got about 1.30 million views.
Oh my goodness gracious! That is amazing. It's crazy. But I mean, you're a social media, you know, phenomenon, and you're a phenomenal person in life, Iris. You know, because things that happen to you, you know, you could have said, oh, you know, I'm the only one this happens to. This is horrible. I'm just going to lay down and die. But you didn't do that.
Yeah.
You kept on going.
I found out very young that you can't lie down and die beside your loved one who's died. You just can't do it. It doesn't happen. You know, you have to carry on. So you have to set a goal for your future. Now, I always have a goal. Now, my goal all year, well, basically since you invited me, since about February or March, has been your show. That's my goal, to make it. Then after your show, I guess I'll have another goal. I don't know what it is yet. My goal will probably be to make it to 80 and maybe do some pull-ups at 80 on TV.
Wow. I mean, well, we're just so honored that you are coming to South Georgia. We don't know why you wanted to come here. I just loved you, fell in love with you, have been following you. And then you're just such an inspiration. And, you know, I'm no spring chicken, neither is Jim. We just, you know, you're just such an encouraging person. And I just think, you know, that if people would just watch some of your videos on Instagram or Facebook,
they're
or TikTok,
amazing.
They're amazing. I mean, we are amazed, and we go to the gym and work out every day. And me and Jim can't do some of that stuff. I know younger people in their 20s that can't do some of that stuff that you're doing, Iris. And
to see the physical strength that this woman still possesses and the things that she can do at age 78. Y'all, go watch those videos, and it is amazing.
Well, better than that, come to see her and meet her
live
and in person on Friday and on Saturday at the NPC Night of the Gladiators, because Iris, you're going to be on our stage.
Yes, I hope so, please God, yes.
She's going to be on our stage, and she'll be there, and she'll be able to you can meet her, take your pictures with her, walk the red carpet with her, get your picture made. I mean, it's going to be a fun event, I think. All these vendors are here, Iris, and you know, I just think you're going to be the highlight of the show. And I just am so honored that we've had the opportunity and for you to come here, for you to come here and be here with us. And we just thank you so much. We're going to have to take a commercial break, Iris, but you just stay with us now, okay? Don't go away.
I will.
We'll take a commercial break, and then we'll come right on. Let's say hello to Tracy Quarles, to Natalie Sutton-Rippey, and Teresa Jackson-Moser. Hello to y'all. And Iris, you stay right with us, and we'll be back in just a minute, okay? This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife, Melissa, and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Vasta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Well, we understand that. Let's say hey to Mr. Fender and to Sean Eikenberry. Sean has been working like a slave over there at Mathis City Auditorium since 10:30 this morning, Jim.
Well, thanks so much to Sean Eikenberry for all the help today.
Absolutely. I mean, he has been, and he's waiting for us to go back and do some more work.
Okay.
Is he the one going to be taking care of the music?
No, no. The one that's going to be taking care of the music is Mike. Mike, say hello to Iris.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Now, I'm hoping to be able to do a little dance, but I didn't bring my music. But I like house music.
Hey, there we go. That's always a good thing, right?
I'm sure you can find something.
Oh, yeah.
I sent him the name of that song you did want, Iris, okay?
Okay, good. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. I'll have you covered.
I would do something rather cool.
Well, good. We're looking forward to
you doing
something rather cool. We certainly are. Well, Iris, we got a few more minutes. You got about 5 more minutes here. Because then we're going to have to do a couple of things. But what are you?
Yes.
What do you want to leave these listeners with?
I want to leave them with always try and be happy. My motto is be the best you can be every day. It doesn't matter where you are. If you go to Walmart, be the best you can be. I never want anybody to see me and go home and say to their friends, oh, I saw Iris today. Oh, my God, she looked terrible. That would just kill me. You know, that would just kill me. Now, that's not vanity. That is not vanity. However, I think half the world should be vain because the way some people go out, I say, have they looked in the mirror, like, you know, and always be your best. If you've got nice eyes, highlight the eyes. Wear your clothes good. Be proud of yourself and be proud to be seen. And always, always, I always greet people and tell them how beautiful they look, even total strangers. I do that at least 10 times a day. But I mean it. I mean it when I meet them and I see them and I go, oh, my God, you're so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, Iris, one of the things Jim would tell you is one of my favorite sayings. It's all about what, Jim?
Presentation.
It's all about presentation.
Absolutely. Now, I've seen you on Facebook Live a couple of times, and you look absolutely stunning. And I wanted to mention that your lipstick looked particularly beautiful. I thought, I'm going to ask her what make and color that was.
Well, thank you. I'm a lipstick girl, Iris, and I may not have anything else on, but I'm going to have my lipstick on.
Yeah, me too.
So, I like that makeup, and I like to be, you know, as I get a little older, I'm not going out anywhere sloppy looking or anything, but I may not put on makeup, but I'm going to put on some lipstick, you know. My hair may not be in perfect because I wear a ponytail and I'm in the gym and I'm most of the time walking around in gym clothes. But that's who I am and that's what I feel good in. And so, I think that's good. And most people, when they see me, they're used to seeing me in gym clothes, whether I'm going to the grocery store or the bank or whatever. And that's what I feel comfortable in. So, you know, I think it's important for us to stay healthy and stay looking good and to be fresh and alive and to look our very, very best, no matter where we are.
I forgot to mention also, I had another very severe setback when I was 47. I came down with encephalitis, and I was almost bedridden for 2 years, actually 14 months.
Wow.
But it took me 2 years. It took me 2 years to recover, and that's when I did my very first show. I had recovered. It took me a year. When I went back to the gym, I could literally only lift 2 pounds. In fact, I couldn't even open the door of the gym, and that's the truth. Mm. But I clawed and I clawed. I went down to my toenails to get the strength. I clawed and I clawed. And exactly 1 year later is when I did my first show. So, it can be done.
Well, you know, the title to this show was Against All Odds, and, you know, that came from you. And Against All Odds, Iris, you have made it. You know, you have made it professionally in the fitness industry. You have made it in life. You have made it in marriage. You have just made it. And I think that's what says, against all odds, you have made it.
Yeah, it's so funny, Maria, because that just came to me the other night when I was lying in bed. And I thought, you know, I made this against all odds. No one, and I never had a lesson in my life, never. Even my pull-ups upside down, never had a lesson. Just looked at the rings and thought, yeah, I can do that. And I just did it.
I can't, but that's one of the most amazing videos to me. Right there, you on those rings.
On
I'll
those
never,
rings, yeah.
I'll never forget that. And I show that to people all the time, Iris. And their mouth just hangs open when I show it to them.
Yeah. Well, I was flabbergasted too, but I felt like I could do it. And I had no fear of falling because I was confident and focused. And my grip was like, you know, strong, shall we say. So I just did it. Nobody, you know, I was flabbergasted, so I thought. And so I still do it to this day, and I do my hanging leg raises. You know, I can do 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 nonstop. So it's just all me. I don't know where it came from, Maria. I don't know where it came from, but it came from my toes.
Well, you know, God has given you a lot of strength. He's given you a lot of courage. You know, we love the Lord, and we believe in our faith. Jim and I do. And you are, you know, you're amazing, and we just believe that you're a very blessed person. And Jim and I feel blessed just to know you, and certainly blessed that you would come down here to our little show, our little first little show here, and be part of it. We are just so honored.
Oh well, I'm very honored that you thought of me. I really am. I'm flabbergasted.
Well,
to be honest with you,
for many years, you've been inspiring people, and I'm sure that you inspired some people right here listening tonight, and you're going to inspire some more Saturday on the stage at Knights of the Gladiator.
Thanks. I'm looking forward to it.
Well,
Knights of the Gladiators.
Well, listen, we appreciate you, and we're looking so forward. We wish you safe travels. Trisha Muse will be there to pick you up at 1 o'clock at the airport.
Oh, lovely.
And so we appreciate you calling in tonight, and we hope that you have safe travels, and we will see you soon, my friend, okay?
And I'll text you later the exact flight number.
Absolutely. You do that.
Okay.
Well, we love you, and God bless.
See you soon.
Love you. Love you both. Thank you. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, Maria, always good to hear from Iris. Do we have a caller, Mike?
It looks like we might. Let's see. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, your caller without a name.
Okay, good to hear from you again.
Well, it is. I want to tell you, I know what you're doing here in the city is going to go wonderful. The lady you've just had on is a history person. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And so I'm real proud of you and your wife so much. You know, I listen to you every Thursday night. And I just wanted to tell you, I'm so happy that you brought it here to Valdosta. And it's a lovely place to go to. And I just don't know what else to say, but it was a wonderful, she's a wonderful lady. Bring the best to us. And I want to thank you for it and being my friend.
Oh, thank you so much for those kind words. And she's an amazing woman. And Black Crow Media will be with us on Saturday night at the show from 5:30 to 7 or 5 to 7. So please be listening in, because Jim and I maybe get to be on the air, and some of our other people will be on the air too, talking about the show and what's going on from 5 to 7. So it will be on 95 The Mix with Sarah that night. So Black Crow Media.
Well, I'm glad that both of you ladies didn't shout the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's what's given you what you are today, as well as I feel myself.
What's that on the dial, Mike?
Yes. So again, that'll be 95.7 The Mix. You'll have Sarah with you out there for that event.
Okay. So listen in on 95.7 The Mix, and you'll hear all about the show, and I'm sure we'll be interviewing Iris too that night. So thank you. So just be listening out for on 95.7 The Mix on Friday from 5 to 7.
I will do it, don't love. I'll be between it and the football game.
Okay, good for you. Good for you.
Well, I just thank both of you what you bring every Thursday night. Keep it up.
Well, thank you for listening.
Uh-huh. Good night.
Good night.
Well, Maria, always good to hear from that caller, and Iris Davis, who has been through a lot and has persevered. So we're talking about the keys to going through tough times in life. And we mentioned earlier that just keep in mind that even bad times end. But also, number two would be, remember that you've overcome challenges before. That should give you some self-confidence. That whatever that challenge is that you're facing right now, that's not your first challenge in your life. You've overcome challenges before. So have some confidence in yourself. Number three, you have lots of strengths as a person. So focus on that. Focus on your strengths and not your weaknesses so you can power through whatever the obstacle is that you're facing right now. Number four, remember that it happens to everybody. I think that helps.
Sometimes we think that things just happen to us.
Why me? Why am I the only one? You're not the only one. No. And keep in mind, you know, think of somebody that maybe that you know that has gone through this. And that always makes me think, well, if they did it, you know, if they got through
I can too. That's right.
Right? Number five, remember that it's a learning experience. And we've talked about that on some previous shows, you know, different types of failures in life. You know, Michael Jordan talks about missing game-winning shots, you know, baseball players striking out. You know, it's a learning experience. So look at it, think about it just long enough to learn from it, and then move on. Also, remember that you can always ask for help. You know, your friends, your family, your church, there might be depending on what you're going through, there might be an organization that's willing to help. So you don't always have to face it alone. And then the last one, remember, of course, that there are a lot of things to be grateful for. So, you know, when you look at all seven of these, I mean, bottom line, Maria, I think it comes down to it's all about perspective, attitude, and mindset.
You know, I definitely think that's right because, you know, in my life, in situations, and yours, I can get in that poor, pitiful me mindset. But the minute I start thinking of all the things that I am grateful for and that I do have, and we sing a song at church about, you know, there's a roof up above me, I have a good place to sleep, there's food on the table, and there's shoes on my feet. And when you start thinking about things like that, Jim, we are blessed. We're a blessed nation. We're a blessed family. We are a blessed people here in America. And, you know, Iris said a while ago, you know, America is one of the greatest countries. She would not want to live anywhere else. She migrated here from Ireland. My mother migrated here from South America. We are a blessed nation. And I don't think we really realize it sometimes. But, you know, just thinking about what we do have and not so focusing on what we don't have sometimes can change your mindset.
Oh, that's right. I think we take a lot of things for granted. But, yeah, we need to count our blessings.
We absolutely do.
Well, you know, listen, looking forward, I don't know if it'll be next week or the week after, but I want to make an entire topic out of this, but I just wanted to mention real quickly with high school football up on us now.
Yep.
Most schools have now one game under their belt. I just want to remind everyone of something that happened recently. Coach Michael Hickman of Texas was shot and killed during a 9 and under, age 9 and under football game, shot and killed by the opposing coach, Yaqub Talib. The shooting came after a dispute over the score, again, of a 9 and under football game. Children witnessed this, including Hickman's 9-year-old son, witnessed the shooting and the killing of his father. So just keep in mind, when you're at these baseball games, these football games, whatever it is, you know, these kids are 9 and under. I assure you, no professional contracts were going to be signed that day. No scholarships were won or lost that day at a 9 and under game. You know, just we talk about perspective. You know, how about some perspective in these situations, these games? Just go in knowing that players are going to make mistakes. An official will make a mistake. A coach might make a bad call. They're going to do a lot of things right, but they're going to make a mistake. And just let that be part of it and just be positive and be encouraging.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sad situation, Jim.
But, you know, high school football, college football, that season is upon us, and that's something that we love here in South Georgia and across the South. So, you know, glad it's here. But just like I say, everybody just, you know, be on your best behavior. There are young people watching.
Absolutely. Well, great show. Excited that Iris Davis was with us tonight. And, of course, so excited to have her actually to hold her little sweet hand and her be with us this weekend on that stage of NPC Night of the Gladiators. And the stage is looking good, Jim, and you're fixing to get to go see it.
Mathis City Auditorium, Night of the Gladiators on the 27th.
On the 27th, 9 a.m. Prejudging, night show 5:30. And the night show is going to be great.
Glitz and glamour.
Glitz and glamour. That's right. And Southern hospitality right here in Valdosta, Georgia.
All right. Well, everyone watching, everyone listening, remember to keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio. See you next week.